Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for September 15th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The ribbon-cutting office unveiling party held by Trading Technologies yesterday was a big success, with a good turnout of industry participants, TT alumni, and the Seven Ridge team. In for a TT board meeting from Seven Ridge were Karsten Kengetter, Veronica Augustison, and Jeff Marin. Keith Todd and Kengeter made comments at the event about the success, deals, and growth TT has experienced since Seven Ridge bought the company in 2021. The privilege of cutting the ribbon to officially unveil the new office went to two TT employees, the longest tenured employee and one of the newest. Chris Wichera joined TT in 1999 when its offices were in Evanston. Yvonne Camejo was a temp who decided to join the firm full-time in May of this year. Both spoke at the event about their positive experiences with the firm prior to jointly using a giant pair of scissors to cut a ribbon with an arc of balloons above it. TT video producer Vince McAlay produced a video for the event telling the story of its evolution over the years that was fun to watch. It included a cut from an interview we did with Keith Todd and Nick Garrow at FIA Boca this last March. All in all, TT has a terrific new office space at 1 South Wacker, just across the street from CME's 20 South Wacker headquarters, and it held a TT-worthy ribbon-cutting event. The Wall Street Journal has an in-depth video interview titled, "Can Robinhood Reinvent Investing Again? CEO Vlad Tenev is betting on it," with the subheading, "Tenev says round-the-clock trading will become an industry standard." Today we published the latest episode of Options Discovery and the last that features the work of Alex Tang. In the episode, which is about intro to options and earnings and the firm eToro, Esma Awas introduces the subject before handing off to Alex's interview. The next episode of Options Discovery is Esma's first standalone complete interview. We broke her in gently by having her interview Britannica personal finance editor and former JLN staffer Doug Ashburn. Remember to contact me if you want to set up a video or podcast interview for FIA Expo 2023. We will have our team there again this year in full force. It was 10 years ago yesterday that my son Tim passed his board review for the rank of Eagle Scout and officially became an Eagle Scout. Climate Week, New York City. We Can, We Will is September 17th through the 24th, 2023. Climate Week New York City features 400 events and activities in New York City as well as key streaming events. The Climate Week New York City opening ceremony takes place on Sunday, September 17th, and will feature international leadership from government, business, and the climate community discussing three key themes. Climate action is not moving fast enough. where must investment be channeled, and what vested interests need to be held accountable? How do we ensure the solutions to the climate crisis are implemented? And where have the biggest wins been so far? Finance's role in solving climate change will be addressed at multiple events during the week, which is concurrent with the United Nations General Assembly, the Sustainable Development Goals Summit, and the Climate Ambition Summit. Search the full events calendar and register with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were Triple Witching Day, Are Options Markets Being Manipulated? And First ETF Zero Day Options ETF Launches in the U.S. Then lastly, First ETF to Trade Zero Day Options Makes Its Market Debut. Two more are in the works. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the video mentioned earlier. Options Discovery, Episode 20. Intro to Options and Earnings. eToro Equity and Derivatives Investment Analyst Callie Cox breaks down options and earnings with JLN's Alex Tang. In this episode of Options Discovery, Asma Awas introduces equity option price behavior around earnings announcements. Alex Tang dives deeper into the topic with Callie Cox, a seasoned investment analyst and content creator from the social-based brokerage firm eToro. Callie discusses her background in options indicators to look at when close to earnings announcements, how implied volatility comes into play, hedging with options before an earnings announcement, and more. You can learn more about eToro with a link in today's newsletter. You can watch the video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's the full interview. Options and Earnings, Callie Cox, investment analyst at eToro, explains these concepts and more in this Options Discovery interview. You can learn more about eToro here with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, 15 years after Lehman, we still need to fix financial supervision. It must be made easier for regulators to act intelligently and independently. 15 years ago, the financial world became obsessed with bank capital ratios. For after Lehman Brothers imploded, there was a race to tighten capital and liquidity standards. And this continues even today. Right now, for example, the American government is trying to implement a new wave of Basel III rules, sparking a furious backlash from Wall Street figures such as David Solomon, head of Goldman Sachs, who snipes that measures have gone too far. My comment, financial supervision is more of an art than a science. There are artists like Gary Gensler, and then there are empty suits. Their contribution to science is to have found the formula for disappearing. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Why Oil is Back to $90 a Barrel. Saudi Arabia and Russia have curtailed supplies in the face of record global demand. Oil prices have climbed back above $90 a barrel in recent days to their highest levels in 10 months. The rise has sparked fears of resurgent inflation that could damage a global economy that has proven surprisingly resilient. My comment. This is $90 oil with many people working from home, not commuting long hours to the office. Here's another story. This is also from the Financial Times. The headline, Uranium prices hit 12-year high as governments warm to nuclear power. Cost of yellow cake jumps to levels not seen since before 2011 Fukushima disaster. Uranium prices have surged to their highest levels in 12 years, underlying a global renaissance in nuclear power as utilities race to lock in fuel supplies. Prices for the commodity dubbed yellow cake have jumped about 12 5% to $65.50 per pound over the past month, breaching last year's peak to reach heights not seen since 2011, according to data from UXC, a pricing data provider. My comment. I would love to see the marketing around a futures contract for uranium. Take delivery of our yellow cake. It's a blast. Here's another story. This one from the Wall Street Journal. Goldman's pitch to rich clients. Hey, buy a piece of this sports team. Firm is creating sports franchise unit with investment banking. Goldman Sachs is preparing to offer wealthy clients more access to a unique investment, the chance to own a piece of a private sports team. The bank is creating a sports franchise unit in its investment banking division that will combine sports M&A with sports financing. A top goal is to work with asset and wealth management to pitch wealthy clients on investing in teams, stadiums, and other flashy deals. My comment. Goldman Sachs is now pitching the Green Bay Packers style of investing. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top red story Thursday was the Financial Times first ETF zero-day options ETF launches in the U.S. Second was TT's press release, Trading Technologies named to Crain Chicago Business Best Places to Work 2023. Third was our page for Trading Technologies in MarketsWiki, Trading Technologies International. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Our first story comes from Kenza Bryan at the Financial Times, who reports on the booming market for sustainable debt and the growing scrutiny of green labels. As the world grapples with the urgent need to address climate change, there has been a surge in investments labeled as sustainable or green. However, Brian's investigation reveals that many of these investments are funding polluters or projects unrelated to climate goals. Banks are aggressively pursuing trillion-dollar environmental finance targets, but questions are arising about whether these targets are being met in a truly sustainable manner. This story highlights the importance of transparency and accountability in the world of green finance. The next story is we turn to Alexandra Skaggs, also from the Financial Times, who delves into the controversy surrounding payment for order flow. Payment for order flow has been a hot topic in the finance world, with critics arguing that it creates conflicts of interest and may not be in the best interests of retail traders. Skaggs explores the various discontents surrounding payments for order flow and its potential impact on market dynamics. In a related story, she debunks the GameStop conspiracy theory, shedding light on the events that unfolded during the GameStop stock trading frenzy. It's a must-listen for anyone interested in the inner workings of the stock market and debates surrounding PFOF. Our final story today comes from Gunjan Banerjee at the Wall Street Journal, who takes us behind the scenes of the recently released film Dumb Money. The movie captures the frenzied trading of meme stocks with a powerful focus on the GameStop saga. Banerjee explores the question of who's really the dumb money in these high-stakes trading scenarios. The film has brought the meme stock phenomena to the big screen, but it also raises questions about the motivations and actions of both retail and institutional investors. Banerjee's analysis provides valuable insights into the world of meme stock trading and the broader implications for the financial markets. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.